Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Tell you, do it yourself, be all you can be, get this stuff. But stuff is going to distract you from Him. This is why the first thing that He tells us to do is humble ourselves. Because we have set up idols in our lives. Some of our idols could be our children, our finances, and even our church. We have set idols where we have distracted ourselves from God. Who are we serving? God said, I'll let you do all your little activities, but have you come and humbled yourself before me and say, I need you? Have you done that? God will not move until you humble yourselves. And let me tell you, it's better that you do it than He doesn't. I'm here to tell you. Because He said, pride goeth before what? A fall. If He has to humble you, it's not going to be pretty. So this is why He tells you to humble yourself. I'm telling you before, to get yourselves together so that I won't have to. I want you to look at this scripture here. Good Lord, what a powerful scripture this is. Matthew chapter 21. We're going to look at 42 to 45. Matthew chapter 21, verse 42 to 45. Man, look at this. Man, this is good. Are we there? Man, listen to this. I actually preached a sermon on this, falling on the rock before the rock falls on you. And here's what the text here. It says, Jesus saith unto them, did ye never read in the scripture the stone which the builders rejected? The same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, this is talking about the Jews, and given to a nation bringing forth fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. Oh, wow. Did you get that? Jesus Christ is called the rock, stone. We have to go to Jesus Christ and be broken from our pride and say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. I remember in Psalms 51, if you ever read that account, when David sinned against God with Bathsheba, had Uriah killed, and I'm telling you, it just started compounding. But he went before the Lord and was broken. I'm telling you tonight, in order to have revival, in order to get right with God, we must go before Him and say, I'm dirty and I'm unclean. Father, forgive me of my sins. Revival, repentance, it all starts with humbling yourself. You will never do right until you understand you're doing wrong. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. Nothing changes if nothing changes. I want you to think about these statements. God is pleading for us to come and to fall on that rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ. And be broken. And then the next thing He tells us to do is pray. He said, humble yourselves.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.